That's my fault. And we've got to do a better job. Next time we're up 35-0, hopefully we won't have the same result as far as the letdown.
Getting that 35-0 win, was there something on video that led to those plays, or was it just...
Well, yeah, we made those plays. I mean, those plays weren't gift wrapped. We forced those takeaways and those turnovers, and that's just our defense flying around. We had great pressure on the quarterback. One was a strip sack, three interceptions, another fumble that came out. And so our team works hard in bowl preparation. We don't take it lightly. It's something that our guys get after. They run, condition. I mean, there's a lot of teams that just, you know, take a few weeks off, go out and practice 4 or 5 days for an hour and call it good. That's not our MO. These guys deserve to win this game, and they earned it. Well, it's a 10-win season, which is the high water mark since we joined the Pac-12, which is a big positive. Winning 10 games with the schedule we had is a big credit to our players. You know, we were co-champs of the South after being picked fifth in the preseason poll as far as where we'd finish in the South. So we feel like we're trending in the right direction. We built on last year. Our goal from this season, or in the season, was to build on last year's season, take another step forward, and I think we did that. We're one game short of where we ultimately wanted to be, which was the Pac-12 championship game. And had we been able to find one more win there in the second half of the season, we would have been in that. But that shoulda, woulda, coulda. But bottom line is it's a positive step, and the program is trending in the right direction as far as we're concerned.
You've got a guy to your right that has his ups and downs and continues to keep battling back, and he has a performance like this. What does it mean to have somebody like him as your teammate?
It's awesome. And Tevin is a tough, talented football player. He's got football ahead of him. I don't think there's any doubt about that in the future. And he did go through some adversity while he was here, injuries and things, and trying to, you know, get a waiver for that last year that we weren't sure was going to happen. And so he just kept hanging in there. All he does is work hard. All he wants to do is get better, very coachable. And like I said, a tremendous talent, and it was great to see him have the game he did this afternoon and come away with that defensive MVP trophy.
Is that 35 points kind of the capstone to how well the defense has been this year?
I think so. I think we're the best defense in the Pac-12 this year. Statistically, if you look at all the numbers, that bears that out. If you look at all the defensive categories and combine them, we, you know, there was a couple teams up there with us, but we felt like we were the best in the conference, and it was great to see those guys really shine today.
Well, Tevin, you talked about those plays you made, and do you always do so well on the tiptoe?
I mean, I had hard times this year catching the ball, but... the first one, just Reggie Porter made a great play on the ball, and I was just there to make it. And then the second one, Jason Fanica also made another tip, and I was just there again to make the play. So all credit goes to my teammates.
Is it true you had to look up Utah on the map when you first went?
Yeah, I didn't know exactly where it was at. I heard of it before, I just didn't know exactly where it was at. So, but I mean, I'm glad I ended up coming here, man.
Why did you want to switch to safety?
It's just I can play, you know. I was a receiver. I really didn't like it that much. I mean, I'm physical. You know, defense, I can just freelance and play football. You know, that's what they allowed me to do here, the reason why I came here.
Will you guys just talk about any of you that first quarter, really like the first 9 minutes, how you think in the this is too good to be true?
For a moment there, yeah, I was. I thought, you know, is this actually happening? Because it was like the Oregon game, except intensified. Even it was the Oregon game on steroids. I mean, it was even more dominating during those first 15 minutes. And so, you know, then by the end of the game, we're running on fumes on offense. You know, we lost Corey Butler to what was considered two personal or personal fouls, or whatever you want to call them. And then Caleb Rupp twists his ankle, and Covey and Scotty were trying to, you know, they were trying the best they could, but they were limited. And so at receiver, it was, you know, it was a real skeleton crew out there.
So you did Kendall Thompson out there too.
Kendall Thompson played some receiver for us. Yeah, because Scotty and Covey, Scotty didn't practice until the day before yesterday at all. And Covey just started earlier in the week, a day or two ahead of him. And we knew that it was going right down to the wire there. So our offense didn't put up very good numbers, but it took care of the football. We had another 100 and something yards in interception returns, which is that hidden yardage that helps your cause. And so, you know, when all is said and done, it was a team victory spearheaded by the offense. The fake punt, I thought, was a momentum changer for, you know, because they had all the momentum there, and we ran the fake punt. Now, we didn't net any points out of it, but it helped us chew up another couple minutes off the clock and get better field position. Well, we'll watch the tape to make sure, but they did a nice job in the first quarter. I mean, every turnover that we had that we didn't score directly on defense, they converted into points. We turned those into points, and then you know, the defense, their defense really got some momentum and started playing really well for the last three quarters of the game, two and a half quarters, and you know, like I said, we got to find some answers, but I can tell you right now, there was not a lot of options at receiver by the end of the game.
Joel, can you describe the third and one play where you got the option and got the first down at the end there?
It was just, the main focus of the play was just to get a first down. You know, we was in 4 minutes, and we practice that situation every week. So the play call was just, you know, I knew based off of running it two previous times at that outside linebacker would take Travis and I'd get the ball. So after that, was just get that 1 yard.
How did you just go get that first down after that?
Great. You know, we huddled up and I would talk to about it over as an offense. You know, I was just the focus point. You know, two first down, one more first down, and this game is ours. We'll need it. Do victory and walk away and do the victory presentation.
Coach, how hard is it to manage your team?
Well, it is challenging, but we have a group of seniors that really understand what needs to take place and how to prepare. We've got a bunch of seniors in our program that have been with us for a lot of years, and they know the process, as we call it. And so without those guys leading the charge from within, it doesn't happen. And so really credit the players for taking an initiative to prepare themselves the right way, get themselves in the right frame of mind. And they were ready. In that locker room, they were juiced up. And we came out of that locker room, and the results speak for themselves. And they were ready to play.
Coach, where does this win rank with everything else that your team accomplished?
In this season's hierarchy? Yeah. Probably right up there in the top two or three, I would think, because it's another, you know, this team takes a great deal of pride in bowl play, and that makes us, what are we, 9-1 over the last 10 games or something like that. There were some big wins along the way. I mean, Arizona State being able to beat them for the first time since we joined the conference, Washington being able to beat them for the first time since we joined the conference. So Oregon game, you know, was huge. So it's right up there in the top two or three or four. Yeah, supposedly neutral site. There's a lot more blue in the stands than red, but it was, you know, this game, it drains you emotionally getting ready for it and the hype leading into it. When you essentially double that, you know, because it's a 2-week lead in rather than a 1-week lead in during the regular season, it can wear you out. And so you got to, you know, I myself had to do a lot of keeping things in perspective and making sure that we handled things the right way and didn't get too hyped up, because that can lead to negative results if you're too too much of a big deal in the buildup. I don't know if that made sense. That makes sense, kind of, sort of. Yeah. Well, we have 18. You know, Book wasn't out there tonight, obviously. And we miss Book. I mean, he was Joe. Phenomenal job filling in for Book, but we miss Book and there were a couple other seniors that were not able to be out there today due to injury, but the guys that were out there played their hearts out.
A lot of starters.
One on the O-line, Siosi Iono, one on the O-line, one in the backfield with Booker, but now he's hurt. We get all the tight ends back. Kenneth Scott on the outside. On defense, we lose our linebacking core. That's where we're taking the biggest hit from the seniors is Jason Whittingham, Johnny Paul, and Jared Norris. Those guys played tremendous for us all year long. And then, of course, we lose Tevin in the back end. And other than that, everyone else is coming back. We got a good nucleus coming back for next year.
Any more questions?
I think that's awesome for Kalani. I was going to end with that statement if nobody asked. I'm very excited for Kalani. He deserves it. He'll do a great job. I think it's a great hire, and proud of him. He was with me for 10 years, with us for 10 years, did a great job for us, and he's going to do a fine job there, and he's ready for this. In my opinion, he's ready.